Yeah, we did a bunch of acid up the river, and now we're back in Beverly Hills, and life's ready.
All right, guys, welcome to the first episode, the relaunch of the High Rise Podcast. As you guys know or don't know, we own a cannabis marketing agency. If you watch weekly drops, you hear us say this shit every single time. But we own a cannabis marketing agency. We do a bunch of dope shit in the industry right now. We work with some of the best brands. And, you know, a lot of you guys know us from just our content that we put up on IG and YouTube. Just a bunch of hijinks. And we actually do a lot more than that. And we don't really post about it. So we definitely wanted to do something that was a lot more long format for you guys, because we have a bunch of crazy shit going on. You know, we have all these events every week at this house. Crazy shit happens. We're working with crazy brands. We're getting to see a bunch of cool shit. And we just wanted to share it with you guys in more detail than just like weekly drops and what you guys see. You know, we've kind of paved our own way. Like, we created our own jobs in this industry. And the industry is so young, and like, we definitely want all you guys who watch us, if you guys are passionate about cannabis and you guys want to work in the industry, like, definitely ask us questions, definitely follow what we're doing, because we've created our own jobs, you know, and it's so new that there's a lot to do and there's a lot for cannabis to offer you guys. And there's a lot, I'm sure, that a value that you guys have to offer us in the cannabis space, not us, but just like everybody. So yeah, I'm your host. I'm Derek Fugihara, co-founder, of High Rise TV and Agency, creative director, photographer, whatever. Today we have my producer, Josh. He's going to be,
what's good?
He's going to be the young Jamie of our podcast today.
Young Jay.
So yeah, we just wanted to talk about what we got going on. You know, this podcast, we're going to end up having a bunch of guests. We're going to have the team on the podcast, and we're just going to share as much as we can with you guys. So we just got back from Hall of Flowers. Aaron's going to be popping in like 20 minutes. We're going to talk about our trip, talk about the show, talk about our little Airbnb on the river that the team took to team build and, you know, take a trip on a river like you're supposed to, ride some kayaks, all fucked up. So, but first, what we want to get into is something that we're super proud of here at High Rise. And, I don't know, just get into it. Fucking, as you can see over my right shoulder, your left. We got the fucking High Times cover, guys. I was fortunate enough to get the opportunity to shoot the cover of fucking High Times. As a cannabis photographer, I don't know, this is like the pinnacle, I guess, right? Like, what other... Josh, what other accolade could you have as a cannabis photographer?
Yeah, no, for sure. It's just like the dopest it can get, I think. And yeah, shit looks dope.
Yeah, we just want to share with you guys like how it happened, like what it means to us, what it means to me personally. Fuck, yeah. So how it came about, you know, this is cover magazine. This isn't the first time I've been on the cover of a magazine. I used to be a pro skateboarder, so... I've been on the cover of a skateboarding magazine. So it's like pretty crazy for me to be on the cover as a skateboarder. And then, you know, a lot of people after their professional athlete career, it's like tough to move on and do something else. And for me to have been a pro skateboarder, to grace the cover of a magazine, move on to my next career in cannabis as a photographer, and have the opportunity to work with High Times, not just be in the mag, but get a cover. It's like, it's pretty fucked up, guys. Like, it's really crazy. And the story to go behind it, it's like, I hate to just start this podcast, make this shit all about me or whatever. We'll get Aaron in here. We'll talk about High Rise or whatever. But this is like fucking insane to me, guys. Like, so I grew up, my dad was a fucking photographer. He was a food photographer in the 80s and 90s. He used to shoot like fucking El Pollo Loco and Orville Redenbacher. My dad had like crazy clients shooting film. I grew up in his studio running around, assisting him when I was a kid. And I didn't give a fuck. All these crazy clients from like Entenmann's Donuts would ask me like, are you going to take over your dad's business? And I was like, nah, dude, I want to be a pro skateboarder. Like, fuck that. Like, I want to skate.
What are some dope clients your dad's shot?
Dude, like, are you familiar with Jose Ole? It's like the frozen burritos in the yellow box, like frozen chimichangas, oh, mini tacos. Yeah. Dude, we used to have like 50 cases at a time sent to the studio. And like, me and all my broke ass skater homies would just be like living off fucking frozen burritos. But yeah, Orville Redenbacher popcorn, fucking Burger King. Like, my dad had huge clients.
OJ?
fucking OJ Simpson, dude. Like, my dad shot OJ when I was like 7 with his Honey Baked Ham company. So yeah, like, I grew up around that shit, and they all asked me if I wanted to be a photographer, and I was like, no, I'm gonna be a pro skateboarder. Or I didn't think I was gonna be a pro skateboarder, I just wanted to skate, whatever, go off, do my thing, fucking turn to a pro skateboarder. Like, in my travels, I ended up traveling the world. I would bring a camera. This was before digital. This is before social media. So I would bring a little film camera around, because I'm like traveling the goddamn world with all my homies. So I would start shooting stuff, and then I would start filming the homies when I wasn't trying tricks. So that kind of like nurtured my photography. And by the time I turned pro for World Industries, World was using all my photos for all their catalogs, for their ads. Like, they ran an ad with one of my photos in a Vice magazine. So it really kind of like helped me transition from professional skateboarding into photography. World Industries kicked everybody off the fucking team. And yeah, Aaron, I linked up with Aaron and just helped fucking continue growing the high rise with him. And then ended up becoming a fucking photographer. I didn't even want to do it, you know? And then like 2 years ago, my fucking pops passed away, like right when high rise started like cracking, you know? So like, this shit happening is fucked up for me. It's like movie fucking book shit. Like, end up becoming this fucking cannabis photographer, like doing all this shit in the industry. My pops passed away, and I end up getting the fucking cover of High Times like 2 years later. Like, to me, it's like the baby in the intro song. He's like, he gets the call that his dad passed away the same time that his record's going fucking platinum. Like, shit got me fucked up. You know what I mean? Like, that's what he says in the song. Like, that's what it reminds me of. So I don't know. Hate to pour all this crazy sentimental shit on you guys, but this is like a huge accomplishment for me. It's a huge accomplishment for High Rise. And I want to thank all you guys, because everybody who supported us through the years, like, we get opportunities like this because you guys fuck with us and you guys support us, you know? So, special fucking shout out to the team. Shout out to High Times for fucking with us like this. And,
what was the process like shooting this shit?
So that's what I was going to go into. It's kind of crazy. Like, you hear about some shit like this. Like, when I got the cover of the skate magazine, like, it happens in like a matter of 3 or 4 days. Like, you think like it's such a big deal and mags, like, they're planning it 6 months out or whatever, but magazines are turning that shit out every month, right? So that means they have to have the issue ready like a week or 10 days before the month is over. So they're moving fast. So similar to the cover of the skate magazine, I was on the High Times. We work with our buddy John Capetta. John does like a lot of the media. What is he, like the VP or the president of media down there at High Times? And comes to all of our parties. He's just a fucking G. We like love talking to John. He's super smart. He knows a lot about a lot of shit. So we love John. And he comes over, he brings a fucking magazine. This was like a month ago. He brought a magazine over, the last issue, and I was looking through it. I'm like, damn, dude, you need fucking photos and nugs and shit, because that's all we do every single day, is just shoot brands, shoot nugs, shoot fucking like facilities, everything. So we have the fucking catalog. So John patched me in with the editor and the graphic designer for High Times, and within a couple days, well, these motherfuckers, Josh and Aaron, tried to pull a fast one, and they were trying to keep a secret from me that I was going to get the centerfold. And then Josh had a couple drinks at the Wonder Bread grand opening, and he let the cat out the bag, which I'm glad he did, because I only sent them the low res web images, and you know, I want to make sure like the high res print image gets run. So he lets the cat out of the bag. I email them and I'm like, yo, what's Gucci? Like, let me know what you want to use, because I want to get you guys the real files. They respond with, they're looking for a cover photo. And then they ask me what ideas I had, and it's for the science issue. So within like 30 seconds, I just come up with a couple ideas. One, which is, you know, finding a fucking beaker flask and making a nice bouquet. They loved it. I had to figure out with one of the brands we work with, like, who's doing a teardown. I was just going to go into one of their grows and chop some beautiful colas that, you know, are on metric and not ready to be plucked. So I had to coordinate with Fresh Bake, went down to their facility. They were chopping down this apple fritter, and I got to choose which colas I wanted. And I just went into one of the back rooms with all my equipment and just went to work and gave it to them back. Radio silence for a week. And then John sends me the photo of it all laid out and shit. And then like 10 days later, the magazine comes out. So it was a really fast process. Like, from talking to them to this shit being in our hands was like maybe 3 weeks, 2.5 weeks. So shit moves fast, dude. And this is just a testament of it's all who you fucking know, like straight up. Like, you could be the best. Like, this shit's cool. Like, I'm stoked on the photos. It's definitely not my best work, but like, it really, it's opportunity meets preparation. That's what luck is, you know? That's what they always say. And it's who you fucking know, and you meet the right person and you're prepared and you're ready for that opportunity. That's when fucking magic happens. So just always be ready. You know, if you watch sports, if you fucking listen to all the greats, it's always be ready, always be ready. And then when your time comes, like, all the dudes on the benches, they work just as fucking hard as the dudes who start, because they know they're going to get called one day and they better put on a fucking show. So that's all it is just preparing and being ready and working on your craft. And then, you know, once you get the opportunity, try to knock that shit out the park, you know, remain cool, remain humble. So that's my fucking rant on the High Times cover, dude. We're like super proud. Like, I don't even know. I'm in front of this camera by myself right now rambling. We'll see how this podcast goes. This thing's going to fucking evolve as we go. So that's that. That's High Times. I don't know. What else we talk about, Josh?
Any potential guests you're thinking of bringing on to the podcast?
I mean, I want to have all the team on because I want to talk about everybody's stories. I want to talk about how everybody got here. You know, we have this amazing team of... And we get to do dope shit every single day. We get to work with cannabis. We get to fucking shoot content of cannabis. We get to make like content. It's like a dream come true. And I want to give everybody on our team the opportunity to tell the story, because I want you guys out there to know that it's possible to do this. You know, like, you can find a skill and then find a job in cannabis, and we can all build together and do what we love. But yeah, I don't know. Anybody. I got a bunch of fucking cool pro skater homies. We're going to get a bunch of people from the industry in here. Probably get some dope growers, brand owners.
Some influencers.
Yeah, we'll get some influencers. We just want to tell stories of cannabis, and we don't want it just to be the same thing with like, tell me the first time you got high. You know, like, I want to know like how you got into the industry. I want to know like what decision you made. Like, when you got into the industry, when did you realize this was it? This is something I want to do for the next 10 years or the rest of my life. You know, like, I want to hear those stories. I want to hear stories about why people love the industry, or just tips and shit, like how to get into the industry, like how to develop your skills and your value. You know, like, that's what I want. This is good. Keep pushing, keep rising. This is always pushing. High rise, bitch. Like, that's what I want to tell the stories of. Like, we don't need to get too deep into just, I used to sell packs, or, you know, I fucking got high the first time. Like, that's just, like, you know, cliche. Yeah,
I think, like, a lot of our tip is, like, 10 years from now. We're building, you know, we're looking for 5 to 10 years from now, versus people, it's like, how do I make money in the next year, or how I made money the past 10 years? It's like, nah, we're building some stuff. Like, you know, we always show respect to the community and OG growers that paved the way, but, you know, trying to build some shit long term for, because we're passionate about cannabis, you know?
Yeah, facts. That's exactly what the mission is. Every time I talk to everybody, I'm like, everything I do or we do is for 5 years from now, 10 years from now. Like, I want to be us with the homies, just like chilling, drinking espresso in Paris, just talking about, remember when we were in the shitty Long Beach house? Remember when we were in the Santa Fe Springs office with the red office doing the two girls on bong? And remember when Matt got fucking rolled on a DUI and was on probation, and we had to figure out how to make these shows when she can't smoke, you know, and provide entertainment for you guys when she's got to fucking take piss tests every week? So we want to tell that shit.
What do you mean? Can you tell a little bit more about Mac not being able to smoke weed and shooting?
Yeah, we were like fucking prime time high-rise TV, what, 5 years ago? I don't know. You guys who are watching, whoever's watching, can would probably remember.
Before the algorithm crackdown.
Yeah, like before all the deletions and shit, Mac got a DUI and she had to go on probation. And this was like right when Two Girls was just popping, dude. Like, it was insane. So we had to put a hold on the Two Girls, and we did a Mac Dizzle's Meltdown series where we tried to do a lot of like user submitted footage, because Mac really couldn't smoke. So we had to try to just find creative ways, you know. It's what we're always doing. We're always working around the algorithm. We're always getting fucked by Instagram and YouTube, and it's just, how can we be creative, and how can we work around it, you know? We're fucking stoners. Like, who's more innovative than stoners? I don't fucking know. Like,
how long was that for? Like, was she like on probation?
6 months to a year? I don't remember, but it was just tough, because that's when like She came back, they did an episode or two, and then Joya decided she wanted to do her own thing. So then that put like another wrench in what we had going on with High Rise TV. Like, I wish we had a podcast back then so we could kind of just be transparent with you guys of what's going on. And that's exactly why we want to do this, because we're doing all this crazy shit right now with all these parties, working with all these brands, and like, we're under a fucking microscope right now, and it's only a matter of time before people start saying dumb shit about us and trying to fucking slander us. So this is like the perfect platform for us to come on here and kind of explain our side of the story. You know, not that there's anything to explain right now, but we just know, like, we're in this fucking mansion, we're creating all this stuff. So we just want to come on here, we're transparent, we're always authentic, we're never trying to be anything we're not. We're just fucking dumb skater stoners that love creating and helping, and, you know, we all picked up skills along the way, and we want to, you know, help build this industry with those skills.
Speaking of the mansion, how's the past year been for you here at the crib, the High Rise Content Cannabis
mansion? Lot better than it's been for you, because I don't fucking live here. it's been insane, man. Like, what we've done in this mansion with, you know, the mission to bring the community together and just build the communities within communities, man. And we've been able to throw like 60-70 events in the 14 months we've been here, and we've been able to connect so many people, man. Like, we have all these influencers come over here, and brand owners and growers and extractors and buyers and bud tenders, and we just get to plug everybody in together. It's like as simple as like, oh, this fucking extractor, let me introduce you to this grower right here, you know, like, boom, these fools just gonna go make $1 million together. That's all we want to do, is just create collisions. We want to create collisions. We want to introduce the influencers to the brand owners so that they can fucking collab. I want to introduce, we just want to put everybody together. Oh, here's a fucking musician, let's like play an event. Oh, here's a DJ, like, my homie needs an event. Like, how can we just plug everybody in together and just not take, just give? How about yours? Tell me about your experience.
It's been crazy for sure, you know, living and working in the same space, let alone a mansion, and you know, being in a house in the hills, a mansion in the hills definitely brings a certain LA crowd out. So quickly learned, you know, no more LA party shit. We're just going to do like influencer, we're just gonna do cannabis focused events and things here at the house. Like, you know, I fuck all the extra stuff that comes with having a mansion in the house, but yeah, it's been crazy. A lot of stories, a lot of late nights, a lot of partying, just a lot of, yeah, it's been insane. But I think the dopest thing about it for sure is we've consistently just been working, and if not working harder than ever before. Like, it's just nonstop shit. You know, the mansion put us on the map that much more. And, you know, it's like when you get a brand new nice car, people start looking at you differently. You know what I mean? When you upgrade from the Honda to the Mercedes, it's just a different look, you know? And so it's definitely got us a lot more attention and clients and, you know, just riding that wave, baby. Shit's crazy.
It's crazy, guys. We're definitely going to be updating you guys on stuff that happens. We have events here all the time. The podcast is a great place to talk about what goes on and the funny things that happened, you know, and just sharing our inside jokes with you guys and stuff. But I'm smoking on this Kingroll right now. Should probably mention that. We've been doing a bunch of work with Loudpack and Kingpin. We just went up to their facility last week before Hall of Flowers and drove fucking 6 hours each way to go shoot their facility in Greenfield. They do, it's a Loudpack, Kingpin, Dimebag, Smokies, and one other brand I can't probably think of unless that's it.
I think that's it.
But I'm smoking a King Roll right now.
It's like top three pre-roll in the state, apparently.
Yeah, it's like second or third, number one, apparently being Jeter. They make the Keef covered, you know, distillate infused pre-roll, the pack of them. This is a hybrid forbidden jelly flower and jelly bean oil, 1.3 grams Keef distillate. We're not like huge fans of like the Keef and distillate joints, but these aren't too bad. Yeah, we shot a bunch of content. They gave us a bunch of shit to shoot. Got done. Now we're smoking it.
What'd you think of Hall of Flowers?
It's fucking dope, dude. Hall of Flowers is the best business-to-business trade show in cannabis, as we say over and over and over again. But yeah, if you guys aren't familiar with trade shows in cannabis, if you are familiar with trade shows in cannabis, there's, you know, MJ BizCon's...
Emerald Cup, High Times Cannabis Cup.
Yeah, but those are like B2C.
Secret
like,
Sesh.
But like all those are like business-to-consumer festivals. True. With awards where, yeah, there's, yeah, like... the Business to Business, MJ BizCon, G4 Live, Champs, a bunch of weird fucking like weed cons and hemp cons, and what else? We gonna need one black chair if you want to grab that. We have a guest coming shortly. He's got to bring his own chair though. So Hall of Flowers, just business to business, no awards, no selling to consumers. It's just a bunch of shops going, or you can buy like a exhibitor pass to walk around and just check out all the new shit that all the brands have. Everybody's launching, you know.
I think there were 680 buyers from California, dispensary buyers at this one. So it's all about the product, the brands, and the buyers. So a lot of orders are being filled. Everyone's getting a bunch of free weed. Everyone's smoking a bunch of weed. Like, it's insane.
And the last couple years, they've had, you know, Gary Vee goes to all of them. Gary Vee's partner in Green Street Agency, which is like one of our big brothers. And they're Green Street's partnered in Hall of Flowers. So Gary Vee's always at Hall of Flowers. Last year, they had Chelsea Handler speak. They had Bobby, the owner of The 100, speak. Shep Gordon. He was Janis Joplin and Jimi Hendrix drug dealer turned manager. So they always have like really fucking cool people. It's just real culture. Seth Rogen was there last year. You always see a bunch of cool people. So we got our guest pulling up right now. Our guest. You guys might know him as DJ Breadwinner, or if he's on the river, DJ Bread Tripper. High Rise CEO weighing in 6'2", 145 pounds, with a record of 420 wins and one loss, fighting out of Beverly Hills, California. As I, the reigning. Undefeated. No, he has one loss.
All right, we out here. Man, this is a nice little setup. Little microphones, man, we upgraded.
Pull that up, a fist to your face.
Isn't that Joe Rogan? Testing, says? 1, 2, 3. Testing, 1, 2, 3.
A little upgrade from Doobie Talk,
not,
huh, bud?
Not bad. We're looking good out here.
Would you like a joint, sir?
So what, are we sponsored by fucking Green Hornets now? Or
no, but I'm about to eat one right
perfect
now.
Perfect product placement.
I'm about to eat one. I just put it out there. I was just like, we got shit on this
take,
set.
I'll take some of this, though.
So what do you think about the cover? Share your thoughts.
On the cover, baby. Fucking shit's crazy. I don't know. I never thought we'd make the cover of High Times. I don't know. It's like super random kind of how it all came about and just came together like super quickly. Got used to this whole microphone thing. I'm not used to this. It's like a whole new fucking thing. No, I don't know. It's fucking crazy. Like, High Times is like our biggest like competitor, or like one of the other biggest like media cannabis people. And like, they're hitting us up for help. So it's like kind of crazy just to be in that position or whatever. Fucking, it's crazy for this fool too. Like, being on a cover and then shooting a cover. It's like very, very few people can say that. So it's like pretty big accomplishment, I feel like. So yeah, we're stoked. Go out and fucking buy that shit. We'll probably give a couple of these bad boys away, so look out for that.
Yeah, we'll do a giveaway at the end of the episode for the fucking like 12 people who probably finished this thing. Just boring old me ranting. Aaron came to save the day.
We're here, baby. We're spoken.
So we're just talking about Hall of Flowers.
Hall of Flowers was fucking lit. It was crazy. We literally got to see like the entire fucking industry all in one spot for the week. And it was dope to just like meet, or what do you say, like put faces to names and shit, and just like ran into and met a bunch of people that like we know on IG or know like through whatever, but I've never like actually met. So that was cool. Fucking definitely feeling the love. Like everybody was like super fucking supportive of like all of our shit and like super stoked on everything we're doing. So that was like kind of a like nice like fuel. Like, I don't know. It was just cool to fucking see like the community's like really fucking with us, and like, I don't know, it's pretty dope. I got to do a panel, that was tight. I got to do my first like speaking engagement.
Yeah, I think we're gonna upload some stuff on YouTube if you guys want to hear some knowledge bombs from your boy right here.
So that was cool, like a little 45 minute like panel thing with the guy from the Weed Feed. So they have the feed, they do a bunch of cool like art, like nug creative cool shit. You've probably seen some of their stuff, they post like fucking every day.
But yeah, that dude was chill. Fucking moderator was Cannabis Cutie. She's like some host. She has like some of her own shows. She does some cool shit on IG. So yeah, little panel with them was dope. What else? Got some partying in. Definitely got some partying done.
The real networking?
Yeah, it was like absurd. Like I feel like I was just about like a pinball, fucking little a pinball, just like bouncing fucking from like CEO to CEO to fucking owner to like, I don't know. It was wild. So yeah, I don't know. Super juiced, super stoked. We're all fucking fired up. Hall of Flowers, another one.
Hall of Flowers, then we went to the river.
Ooh.
We do this every year after Hall of Flowers. The team gets a little house on the river with some kayaks.
So it all started when me and Derek went to the first Hall of Flowers and we got this Airbnb and fucking had no idea what kayaks were or what a river was for that matter.
No idea.
And then like 15 minutes later, we're just like, this is the best thing fucking ever. So every year now we go, we get a little river spa. We bring the whole team up. We go fucking get silly for a few days and disconnect and go fuck around on the river. And it's always a good time. And that was like definitely sick as fuck. Like,
dude, so we're like some like Orange County city boys, or more like suburban boys kind of city, because we're skater kids. But we didn't know how underrated kayaks are.
Dude, it's like the best thing ever.
It's literally, where the fuck are we going to ride a kayak? Like, we can't ride a kayak nowhere in like Orange County, you know?
Yeah.
Or LA.
Yeah.
We can go to like Echo Park and just do the swan boats or some shit. But dude, kayaks, if you guys don't know, I'm sure like most of you guys live in the country in some like beautiful rural area and you guys could just like smoke and just watch, have the epic scenery. But if you guys live in fucking city boys like us, city girls, get a kayak,
city people,
smoke some weed, eat some mushrooms,
sling some rock,
sling some rock with a slingshot, and paddle some hair on. So we were kicking it with these hair on.
My favorite part of the trip, yeah.
Dude, we were paddling up and down the river, just
paddling hair on.
And there was all these like heron just chilling with us.
Yeah.
Big old fucking bird. Just chilling. And then me and Aaron were just chilling up the river.
Aaron did the heron.
We just like roll up on these fucking ducks chilling on this this branch. And we like roll up, we're chilling, we're like 10 feet from them, just vibing out with these ducks chilling on this branch. And one of them just turns around. Yeah, real sober, real clear minded, you know? And this duck just turns around and like spray shits in our direction.
That was like low key one of the funniest. I was like crying. I was legitimately, tears were running down my face. I was laughing so hard. Like, that was fucking epic. So yeah, moral of the story, go get yourself a kayak, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm buying one.
No, we're getting a
kayak. I'm buying at least one. And fucking, I'm doing kayaks. This shit. You know where to find me on Sunday. I'm going to be in like the bay in Long Beach just with headphones on.
Get a canoe, get a kayak.
Just listen to Tame Impala just floating.
Just going to listen to those three. Okay, I made a playlist. It has three songs on it. All I'm ever going to need again. Like, I got all the best plays from the weekend just on one playlist, just three songs. Put that in, get in your kayak, you're fucking, you're good to go.
It was like the Jungle Cruise in that bitch.
Secret playlist. I'm going to hide this playlist somewhere and you have to find it. It's going to be like a secret golden egg.
Can you make an NFT?
Tie-dye egg playlist. Hidden Easter egg. We're going to hide it. You got to find it. So yeah, we did a bunch of acid at the river and now we're back in Beverly Hills and
life's we're ready. How'd you feel coming back to work today? Were you like ready? Well, by the way, Aaron had like 300 emails.
Dude, legitimately had 300 something. Well, I checked it Monday morning before I got in the car, and then I had like fucking almost 100 text messages, and it's just like, luckily, like I was able to work like the entire way home. Like it was dope. I just got on Jash. He gave me his hotspot, and I was fucking in business. I was cranking those emails out like nothing. So I don't know. It was like if I didn't have all day yesterday to work, today I would have been like super overwhelmed, but instead I'm just a little bit overwhelmed, so it's not as bad. So we're a day or two behind right now, but we're on track, we're on perfect schedule, we're making great time, got this under control, we're good,
we're Gucci. So don't worry about us. I'm not worried, don't worry.
It was dope to just like not, that was like the longest I fucking didn't do something for like 2 days, like ever, like in the last like months, you know? Like,
yeah, so you guys need to understand that this dude is a fucking, not, he's an alien. He's like Lil Wayne says he's an alien. Like, Aaron's a fucking alien. Like, Aaron will literally work 15-hour days every single day and get up for a total of, off of his laptop, for a total of 6 minutes.
And I were always joking, like, my laptop fucking hates me. Like, all my things just hate me because I just worked them into the ground until they just, like, can no longer operate. And I'm just like, come on, like, fucking, let's go. But no, I don't know. It's like, that was legit, like, yeah, the longest I've just, like, not done fucking anything and, like, not thought about shit and just, like, chilled. So that was very nice.
Does it make you want to do it more?
Fuck yeah. That was, like, such a good experience. That one in particular was, like, almost perfect. Like, couple little thing, little minor little adjustments, tweaks. And like it would have been perfect, you know?
Yeah, I think just like really turning your, like, I lost my phone 3 times in the span of like 5 hours, yeah. And it was like on the fucking couch, like, yeah. Right there. But just like not looking for your phone, not like texting people back, just not doing shit, just yeah. Literally like laying there with beautiful scenery. Like, our Airbnb was epic. The deck was fucking beautiful. Like, it looked unreal. Like, it had 2 redwoods going through the middle of our deck, and it had a hammock just chilling, and it had a separate part of the deck with like a jacuzzi and some fucking like lounge chairs and stuff. We just like literally just laid there at the fucking speaker, like playing Tame Impala, and just like
with a feather on my head for 4 hours. Insert clip here.
Oh my god, Aaron put his thinking cap on. Yeah, he had a blanket just covering him because it was like kind of cold, and he's just like in the sun. No, fucking
MVP Josh. Okay, I'm literally like laying there fully just like frying, just staring off, just like, this is amazing. But like in the back of my head, I'm like, it's not perfect. I'm like, I'm cold. I'm like, this isn't gonna fucking be perfect. This isn't gonna work unless I get a blanket or like a hoodie or some shit. Like, within a minute of me thinking that, Josh just comes from behind me and drops a fucking blanket on me. Like, and then he went and got me another blanket, and then I just, like, bundled the fuck up, and I was like, I am good. Like, I got fucking hours of this. Like, I'm not going anywhere. And then that was when I was just, like, fully could just, like, lock in, and, like, I was just, like, comfortable, content, like, just everything was perfect. I had, like, no distractions. It's just, like, vibing, you know? Like,
yeah, you know. In the vibe.
Yeah.
In the clouds.
Yeah.
In the but different dimensions.
Definitely, we need to do that shit like once every like 4 or 5 months ish.
Yeah.
Like 2 or 3 times a year or some shit.
Yeah.
You know, like,
turn your fucking phone off. Like, it's
go
pretty.
On a little fucking getaway or whatever, you know?
Yeah, I just realized we don't really need shit.
Literally. No, literally. Just like fucking a speaker and like some beer.
And just like some dope shit to just like stare at. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And just scenery, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We went to Hall of Flowers and got all the weed.
Dude, yeah. I was, like, trying not to get weed, and I was just, like, getting all the weed. It was, like, pretty funny.
We all got, like, duffel bags and shit. Everybody has, like, their promo bags. We literally just, like, filled gym bags up with all sorts of shit. Things we did see at Hall of Flowers. It's just jumping all over the place, but thanks, King Rolls. I think yeah. I can be high, dude.
Shout out Loud Pack.
But things we saw at Hall of Flowers that every brand is doing is
rosin
blunts, or diamond joints.
Yeah,
it's like sure. Every single brand had a donut hash hole. Every brand had like a diamond infused pre-roll, and what else? Some Delta 8. Like, I'm Delta 8. Like a lot of licensed brands doing Delta 8.
Even like
8.
I suppose like Smokies has them, right?
Mm-hmm. Or something. I like ate that, a couple of them. Yeah. I like felt it.
I ate like 3 of them on accident because I thought it was the regular ones.
Like, I first one definitely felt it. Like, that's the first time I felt Delta 8. We work with some just like regular, like, because it's like gray market Delta 8 stuff right now. Work with a couple brands, and this is the first time I had like a cannabis brand Delta 8 gummy, and I ate like 2 or 3 of them while we were like watching the fights or some shit, and I definitely felt it.
Everybody seems to like them. Like, people that I've talked to, like, everybody seems to like fuck with them.
Definitely just straight body.
They're
high.
Cracking because like all these, we're getting like multiple new D8 whatever the fuck clients, and like, dude, they're just like, some like, we're like $2 million a month and we don't even sell online yet and da 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 all this shit. I'm like, god damn, like. So it's like, yeah. But it makes sense. It's like all these people that can't fucking get high in fucking Milwaukee or wherever the fuck they are. You know, mm-hmm. Milwaukee. I don't know where the fuck they are.
Can you get high in Milwaukee? If you can, comment below.
They're just like, I'm trying to get high and I don't have that shit. So just order to my fucking doorstep. Like,
yeah.
So it's like, makes sense.
Work for Jackie. Jackson fucking rocks some, and he didn't have like a big like THC tolerance. And
Sheriff Barnes.
Yeah. The old sheriff. The fucking aerial sheriff. Sheriff Jackie, of Captain of the Sky.
Sheriff of the Sky. Sky Sheriff.
Dude. Yep.
Fucking what else? We saw Derek got to fucking get some quality one-on-one time with Gary Vee.
Yeah, if you guys follow Doobie Talk, you know we were like up to our fucking eyeballs in Gary Vee in 2017. And, you know, he was like a huge inspiration to us and what we've done. And fast forward 5 years, we're over here. Aaron's like
Derek's rubbing elbows with him, literally.
Yeah, getting interrupted by fucking dudes.
For real.
The smallest of talk. He's like, "How's it going?" I'm like, "Oh, you know." He's like, "How's the show?" I'm like, "Dude, it's the best fucking show. Like, the best B2B show. Like, it's fucking whatever, blah, blah, blah." Like, super small talk. And then, like, the homie on the other side just, like, fully butted in. It's like dealing with somebody like that's just dealing with, like, fucking Justin Bieber. You know what I mean?
Everyone's trying, like, to get his attention. Like, even at the dinner thing. Like, we went to, like, the Gary Vee dinner thing or whatever. And there's probably, like, 30, 40 people in there maybe or some shit. And, like, Gary literally gets up for, like, 1 minute. And, like, Goody gets up and, like, fucking is just swarmed. Like, every goddamn person in the restaurant just, like, puts a fucking half circle around him. And then he's just, like, Gary Vee, so he's just going to stand there and literally fucking somehow navigate everything perfectly. And he's just, like, picture. Like, it's, like, all over, like, crazy. And then me and Derek are just, like, sitting there, like, man, we're not trying to bug this dude. You know what I mean? Like, we're never going to be the dudes that are going to, like, run up and be like, oh, my God. Like, hey, it's nice to meet you. And here's this. It's just, like, no, like, what's up, G? Fucking, I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, Aaron and I, like, our whole thing, like, you know, we're huge fans or whatever. And, like, he was the first Hall of Flowers keynote, and he gets done, and, like, all of our peers are just, like, literally bombarding him like he's fucking Justin Bieber, fucking K-pop. Yeah. I don't even know who's cracking right now. Yeah. And, like, they're all just trying to get selfies to put on IG. And we're like, man, like, that's not us. Like, we're going to just literally work our fucking asses off until his team asks us for a meeting. That's, like, how we're going to do it, you know? And, like, we've been working our fucking asses off, and we've worked with Gary Vee with the launch of his K-Swiss shoe, like, 3 years ago. We did some content for that, and Aaron's been talking to his team, like, with a bunch of stuff we're going to be working with his team. But, yeah, like, we're going to have, like, a meeting with Gary Vee one day. We're, like, going to work our asses off and keep our head down until that shit happens. Yeah. Like, not really trying to, like I said, like, I was small talking with him, and I'm not sitting there trying to pitch him or anything. Like, I'm an idiot. I always just miss. I should have been like, oh, yeah, my partner's fucking working with your team currently, you know? But whatever. No, it's not a big deal. Like, yeah, exactly. Like, random, like, yeah. Like, I'm not tripping. Like, yeah, we're going to have a meeting with that dude one day. Exactly. Like, just keep working, you know? Yeah. That's, like, everything we do here at High Rise is just, it's like, we don't stress it. We just say some shit and we're like, we're going to do this one day. Like, we're going to have an event space one day. Like, the beginning of last year, that was a conversation that Aaron and I had. We're like, by the end of this year, it was January, we need to have an event space, whatever it meant, whether it was a fucking warehouse that we could do shit, whether we move into a house, whether it's like an office space, like, we need an event. And August came around and this shit came to fruition in 3 weeks. It's just something we mention and then we just keep working and we have it in the back of our head. When the opportunity comes, we're not sitting here. We're never like sitting here planning that shit out and fucking whiteboard and blah, blah. We just say it and we just keep working. And then all of a sudden an opportunity just fucking happens like that. Yeah. So it's like, don't over prepare. It's just keep fucking working. Keep, you know, keep staying in line, doing what you're doing.
It's like, things change so quickly and fastly. It's like, I don't know, like, how are you going to plan 10 years from, you know what I mean, when shit's changing every fucking week? It's like, you know,
yeah,
at least in our industry, it's like constantly, like, there's always going to be shit changing. Like,
yeah, we're literally like, plan our shit, like, unless it's a trip.
Like, even in the history of like agency, it's like, look at where like Instagram was then to where it is now.
Yeah.
Like, just that, for example, it's like completely fucking different. You know what I mean? So it's like, 3 years from now, how's it going to be different from how it is? You know what I mean? Like, it's always going to be like,
yeah,
evolving.
Or 3 years from now, what do you think? Instagram's just going to be where Facebook's at?
I think it's going to be some like blockchain shit. Like, but I think it's going to take a long time for the public to like get on board. But like, I feel like that's the move, because then you can like, there's just way less restrictions and
less censorship.
Exactly. I feel like, I don't know. But then it's also one of those things where it's like, everybody's so fucking stupid. Like, I don't know if people will be able to understand and like use it. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Like, being able to monetize shit on the blockchain too. Like, being able to like probably sell weed, you know, through ads or something.
Like, eventually it'll be on there, like, mm-hmm, whenever, but like in the next like few years, like, I don't know. I know people are already like working on them and stuff, but people are also working on just regular weed platforms, and I haven't seen anybody even like really come close. Like,
yeah,
who's
like
come close?
Like, everybody always pitches us on it.
High Times TV, like Weed Maps TV, fucking Leafly,
Mass Roots came the
Dank
closest.
City, Prohibited, Mass Roots, Civilized, fucking like
Social Club. I think Mass Roots back in the day.
Mass Roots had a little bit of a following going. They like, yeah, it was like, they're doing their thing for a minute. Like,
people were getting like,
and it just fell to
30,000 or, you know, tens of thousands of likes and
it's
stuff.
The same
on there
thing though. It's just like, cool, whatever. They just raised like a bunch of millions of dollars and they just used that money to acquire customers, even though the fucking
customer money doesn't acquisition make any price sense. Is
like,
insane.
It's
yeah.
exactly this fucking stock inflation shit. It's just like, cool, I can run $1 million with the Facebook ads and generate $5 million worth of sales, but we're not going to make any, we're going to lose money, mm-hmm. but we're going to have $5 million in sales that I can then leverage to the fucking next thing. It's like the same fucking shit, you know? I don't know. It's crazy.
Yeah. And it's like the platform definitely has to be a general platform. It can't just be a cannabis platform because, yeah. you know, if you're a brand, like, do you want to get your eyes in front of new consumers, you know, and those people aren't going to be on the fucking weed platform. It's got to be general. And that's the only way we're going to get people. That's the only way we're going to normalize cannabis, too, is just to have it on platform, like general platforms. You can't just have segmented cannabis platforms and expect to normalize it. You know, that's yeah. not normalizing it. That's taking a step backwards. You know, normalizing it means like getting these social media platforms to accept it, whatever that, whatever. I mean, we're not active in this shit. We just navigate the space and we just try to work around everything and, you know, see what we're getting deleted for and try to adjust our content and stuff. Even on YouTube, we're like fucked. Like our YouTube's views on YouTube so are tough, trash, yeah. but it doesn't matter. Like this is, there's no ROI for us for content. Like content is king and content you have to put out if you're a brand, you know, it's not just, I'm going to put out this content. I'm going to get this many views and I need to make money. It's like, no, like you need to put out content and like show that you fucking care about your community and that you want to, you know, connect with the people that fuck with you. So, you know, trying to explain that to brands that yeah. this is going to be a very common theme in the High Rise podcast is, you know, what we deal with working with brands and what a lot of people and older people who work for brands don't understand about content, the community, the culture, social media, influencers, micro influencers.
It's like a fucking immediate like metrics, like immediate like what is fucking X equals Y, whatever mm-hmm. the fuck. They don't look at like let's build a real brand over the next 24 to 36 months. You know what I mean? It's just like how can we spend $1,000 and make $2,000 right now?
Yeah.
Because they need money and they can't afford to fucking build a brand and not make that immediate money because they need it. You know what I mean?
And like you guys all understand, you guys all grew up with social media watching this. So you guys completely understand what we're talking about. And that's value. That's a gift that you guys have that these fucking older people don't have. Like you understand how social media works like the back of your hand. So that's fucking value. That's a value that you can bring to a cannabis brand if you live in a fucking, you know, legal or medicinal state.
Yeah, it's like experience is so much fucking more important than bullshit fucking school books bullshit. Like all these like marketing people that we deal with that are like college fucking whatever, it's always just like based off of like the set way of doing it or like X equals Y fucking Z or whatever, but they've never actually done it, you know what I mean? Whereas like the person who's done it but doesn't have that has so much more fucking to lean on and so much more experience and resources and fucking leverage of like actually doing it and not just reading about doing one thing. They're doing multiple, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I just always feel like the experience is going to trump like all fucking day.
All day, every day. All
fucking day, baby.
But we're at like almost 45 minutes.
What time is it?
8:06.
Aaron, what, got four more minutes.
What's my schedule for tomorrow?
We're just here editing normal shit.
But I thought you wanted me to come in early, and then are we doing the late night?
Oh, yeah. Just come in a little early, I guess, yeah. Okay. And then, what, do we have an event at like 4 or some
it
shit?
It starts at 4. So yeah. And so then am I going to have a break between 4 and when I start volleyball, or am I going to...
We're not doing the strip club anymore.
Oh, we're not?
No, my bad if I told okay. you.
So just normal day, come in early.
Yeah, exactly. And then I have you off for Friday.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
Cool.
No strip club tomorrow, guys.
No strip club. Just,
there's the update.
Is there anything else coming up for High Rise?
But there is a Chanel West Coast party here tomorrow that Roach is doing. You taking one? Yeah, get in there. Just catching up on all this Hall of Flower shit. We have events like every week at the house.
Got our brands coming out.
Yeah.
We have Pyramids, our edible company we've been working on for the last like 4 or 5 months. It's so close to coming out. It's like any day we're literally just waiting. So hopefully by the next podcast, that'll be out. Hopefully soon. Got our flower company coming out. Maybe like a month and a half. So we got our brands coming out. We got a bunch of dope client stuff in the works for some really cool brands that we're stoked on. Bunch of events. Got some new merch out.
Yeah.
I don't know. We got a bunch of shit cooking.
So. Yeah, we just got a bunch of new merch. Definitely go check that shit out. This podcast is going to evolve as it goes along, literally made this set in like 5 minutes before we recorded this, so kind of just wanted to even like test out the mics. I've had these mics for like 3 years,
dude. For haven't real. Used like them. Bought them and then just never did anything.
Yeah, so
so now we're using them. We're here.
So we're back. Yeah. So we'll see how this shit goes. We'll have a bunch of guests on, and we'll learn how to talk before then. But you guys know what to do. Make sure to like, comment, and subscribe. And we're going to give away a fucking High Times magazine. So
gang.
We're going to take questions too. So if you guys have any questions, like, ask them below. We literally, on our Doobie Talk podcast, like, we found our buddy Alex used to comment on our shit, and we hired him and we moved him out to California. And now he works for Dab Nation. He's fucking killing it. So
that could be you.
That could be you.
Listen
so,
up. We may fly you out here, move you in, hire you, and then you may end up working at some dope company. Who knows?
So, but till then, make sure to just ask questions. If you guys have questions about the industry, high rise in general, whatever you fucking want to know, like, just ask us, and then, you know, we'll pick one of the people who asked a question, and we're going to give away a High Times magazine to you guys. Yeah, I guess that's it.
That's our time here.
Till next time, you guys know what to do. Keep pushing, keep rising.
Like, we never left.